Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. On simulcast on the Grow Your Own channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Poppy Eel. It is, let's turncoat Tuesday. It's the 23rd day of August, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 78 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 84 degrees today if you're getting fucking drier than shit. And then we just got a notice on our fucking gate. All that electricity ain't working up at the goddamn, the water storage facility, you know, the fucking pump, the city fucking well. Oh, so you can't shower, you can't fucking, can't wash your clothes, only for drinking and emergency purposes. And the fucking bill just went up. This is fucking bullshit. Hey, how about this, motherfuckers? And I know you little cocksuckers are listening over there, Pete. Why don't you get rid of these motherfuckers you pumped in here? And shut the water off to that fucking casino first. I've lived here all my fucking life. I want to take a shower, I take a shower, you son of a bitch. All you son of a bitches over there. Get rid of you fucking pump the Californians in here. That's why that fucking well won't handle it no more. So you're going to keep raising the price on me. And, oh, fuck you. You can only use the water to wash your hands once in a while. I think I'm going to want some of my money back. You dirty bastards. Anyways. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. Did we do that? I don't even know. I'm so pissed. Oh, we were doing that. 78, 84. Drier than a popcorn fucking fart. And I mean, it already dried up to the point where you couldn't, you don't even bother trying to have a lawn here no more. I mean, and it's because they have brought more fucking people in here. Don't hand me this fucking horse shit about electrical bullshit and all this and that. I can go drive across town and see I'm in a fucking city when I used to be in a fucking town. Cities take more water than towns, don't they? You lying sons of bitches. And you've turned the goddamn waterworks over to a private fucking mason. That's the only way you could do this progressive tax where you raise the goddamn price of the water every fucking year. We built that goddamn fucking waters facility. We fucking own it. We're the fucking goddamn people of this town. We bought it with our tax money. We bought it with our goddamn fucking, our charges for our fucking water. You prick motherfuckers. Let's see what, let's go look at some more stupidity here. Over 1,000 guns, ammo seized from home on Knox County brothers killed, home of Knox County brothers killed in police standoff. This is from Yahoo News, and this is the most hokey fucking article. When you really look at it, it's fucking like, what? You wonder what the fuck happened. And anything that happens anymore. I mean, you get fucking all these fucking stories. I mean, goddamn, don't repeat none. Don't add to the goddamn problem. But I mean, you'll have fucking four or five fucking stories in 15 fucking minutes. It's unbelievable. Say something, man. Be like Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris is a tough guy, don't you know? All right, here we go. This is from Yahoo News. The Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigations has seized more than 1,000 firearms and 140,000 rounds of ammunition from property of two brothers who were fatally shot by law enforcement during a 9-hour standoff Saturday. Now, okay, we got that part, right? The Knox County Sheriff's Office said the brothers, identified as Randy Wilhelm and his, and 56 years old, and Bradley Wilhelm, 53 years old, fired guns at law enforcement vehicles and planned to detonate a propane tank as a bomb rather than face capture before they, fatally shot confronting law enforcement officers. Now, let's just look at that goddamn, thing right there. You know, so they were going to blow themselves up. They had this fucking propane truck, I guess. And it's close enough to tell before they can get to the house. I don't get it. If it was going to be to blow the fucking house up, I mean, this isn't a very good, this ain't a booby trap. A pretty big fucking son of a bitch. It ain't hid very well. And not to mention, if they were going to do something like that, they would have blown the truck themselves, wouldn't they? I mean, and blowed your goddamn house down. I don't know. You were preparing something, but I don't understand what. This don't make no goddamn sense whatsoever. Fucking propane is like a goddamn cracker. You know, it's a concussion bomb, like the one in Oklahoma City that couldn't cut off those goddamn, cement pillars. That were sheared off with the fucking shape charges, don't you know? But anyway, here we got this, keep this in mind. I mean, keep listening to this shit. Detonate a propane tank as a bomb, okay? If you're going to use it as a bomb, rather than face capture, okay? Okay. They were fatally shot confronting law enforcement officers. Okay. Okay, the State Attorney General's Office, Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation later seized more than 1,000 firearms and more than 140,000 rounds of ammunition from the family's property located at Monroe Township in Knox County. The firearms seized are primarily sporting shotguns and hunting caliber rifles, and most of the ammunition is target ammunition for trap shooting, according to the Ohio Attorney General's Office, which oversees BCI. The confrontation began 11:30 p.m. Friday when Knox County Sheriff's Office deputies responded to a shots fire call on Gilcrest Road near the village of Howard in Monroe Township, about 50 miles from Columbus. The Sheriff's Office said a bail bondsman called law enforcement and reported that his vehicle had been shot multiple times by the suspects. The bondsman was attempting to apprehend. Now, wait a minute. Whoa, we're going to stop here now. Now, this guy didn't make fucking goddamn court. He had a bench warrant. They issued a warrant. So the cops, I mean, did they not know where he lived? Was he on the run? Did he leave the state? Or was he at home? Was he at home? And then the bail bondsman came over. It sounds like one of them little goddamn redneck good old boys setups they have in a lot of fucking places across this country. Where the bondsman, he's probably the fucking brother-in-law of the fucking sheriff, and you know the whole fucking shit and ass deal. But this, you know, why this bondsman? I mean, if he didn't make bond, then fucking the judges say go pick him up. I mean, if the bond was paid $1,000, the guy walked. I mean, he didn't have no charges against him. What the hell? They're making this not make sense to the point you wonder what the real fuck really happened. Wilhelm has been under indictment since 2020 for charges including intimidation, menacing by stalking, bribery, felonious assault, and domestic violence. On August 2nd, he failed to appear in court for his jury trial, and a warrant was issued for his arrest. Well, that means the sheriff goes out and serves the fucking warrant and arrests him, right? If it's a legitimate fucking court, and there is a fucking warrant, or maybe these guys knew their goddamn rights and would not accept their fucking goddamn administrative admiralty warrants without any jurisdiction that are in violation of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. Maybe this was all fucking in the goddamn admiralty. They knew it, and that's how they were fighting it. Maybe they just fucking took the bail bondsman, walked out, fucking, fuck you. You have nothing fucking, you have no goddamn lawful papers on me. And these son of a bitches don't, because, I mean, here comes this fucking bail bondsman. He's a private fucking tear. He's the one that comes after him? He's the one that gets shot at? Really? I mean, this is a pretty nasty list of fucking of their full of their phony fucking goddamn legislated fucking charges, isn't it? Maybe it's because they were all unenforceable, and the fact is that they had no way to compel them people to come to fucking court, because that's the way it's starting to look. But let's keep reading. Knox County Sheriff's deputies initially obtained a search warrant issued by, okay, so you got Knox County Sheriff's deputies initially obtained a search warrant issued by the Mount Vernon Municipal Court to search for and seize Randy William and all firearms present on the property. All firearms present on the property. You can't fucking do it, and you fucking know it. This is where it goes south. Because a goddamn, what did it say, the county sheriff deputy initially obtained a search warrant. Was that in his name? Was there a crime committed against this man? See, this is so open and vague, they don't want you to know the truth behind why these guys did what they fucking did. But you can bet your fucking ass this wasn't done under the goddamn common law. Under the common law. It wasn't done under the common law. There was no goddamn complaining party. Or maybe there was, and they'd complain to the fucking cop who did the complaining who can't do it that way. You have to do it yourself, cunt. You have to go in as an individual if you're going after an individual. Firearms present on the property. During the ongoing investigation involving Wilhelm, detectives had received multiple tips that he had a stockpile of firearms. Multiple tips will not work in a fucking fourth article fucking warrant. They just won't. I have multiple tips. That's my goddamn cause for fucking going and invading these people's property and searching their home. Multiple tips. By whom? You do have fucking goddamn affidavits from these fucking tipsters, right? These people who are saying that this shit's on this fucking property, whatever might have you. See, this is what I'm talking about, people. They were after these fucking guys for some fucking reason. These guys were fucking pushing back. And ammunition. That he had made threats that he would... See, this is still tips. This is somebody telling me, hey, you know, if you drop them fucking dope charges against me, those 43 fucking felonies you have against me, I'll say that, yeah, he has ammunition and he's talking about fucking shooting you son of a bitches up. You know, this is all it fucking... No affidavit? Was there affidavits taken from this motherfucking tipster? Or these tipsters? Or can anybody just call up and just fucking make any accusation they want and fucking some and armed fucking goddamn Gestapo fucking private fucking Blackwater USA motherfucking corporate fucking pigs show up without jurisdictional authority to be on the fucking property? How does that fucking work? Is that why they used the bail bondsman to get inside? Because they really couldn't go because the guys knew their fucking rights? They knew they couldn't pass that goddamn, they had fucking, evidently a compound, people, which means they had a fence around their fucking place. Did they know they couldn't cross that goddamn fence without a fucking common law fucking warrant? With the goddamn, no tipsters. I don't want to hear, oh, somebody whispered in my ear, I really can't tell you who. That is not how the fucking law works, and that's why that fucking is in the fucking law, in the fourth article, that you will have that warrant attached. If somebody's going to make a fucking allegation, they're going to make it under oath, and if they're fucking lying, see, this got two people killed. If they're fucking lying, they go to fucking jail for fucking perjury. If somebody gets killed, they're held liable. Arrested and had the skills as well to, as a well-known trap shooter. Well, and proficient marksman to defend himself, authorities said. Deputies requested assistance from outside agencies while responding to the scene, including BCI. I guess that's, I don't know what the hell that is. It's since not Ohio. I don't know. The Ohio Highway Patrol, Mount Vernon Police, Richland and Delaware County Sheriff's Office, and Marysville Police Special Response Team. Armored vehicles were provided. So this is, armored vehicles, you mean you sent military onto these people's property without a fucking warrant, without a goddamn affidavit, because somebody called up and whispered in your fucking ear? Is that what I'm reading into this? Armored vehicles were provided for entering the property. and three of the vehicles were struck by gunfire from the two brothers, according to authorities. Well, if you didn't have a fucking fourth article warrant, and you just were going, somebody whispered in your fuck, yeah, well, somebody whispered in my ear, so I'm coming on your property and I'm searching your fucking house. You think so? Then they had the goddamn right to fucking defend their property, to defend their castle with fucking deadly force. That's what the goddamn law says. You aren't above the ninth article, you motherfuckers. You just don't fucking, you're just a bunch of fucking thugs. That's on the fuck you are. Another gang. And people, we have the right to fucking defend ourselves against armed fucking gangsters. Because that's what you are, gangster. Look at this whole goddamn country. Look at this whole fucking, god, the world. International corporate mafia gangsters. Well, the law is whatever we say it is on Thursday, okay? You fuck with me and Big Lou over here. I don't know. These guys wouldn't pay them some money to you. One of them fucking bought something you wanted. So you took care of it down at the Masonic Lodge, you and your buddies. I want to know what the fuck really happened here. During the standoff, authorities said a bulk propane truck was moved next to one of the houses on the property. They said Randy Wilhelm had previously threatened to use the propane tanker as a bomb if law enforcement attempted to apprehend him. Now, where did you get this information? You're not saying that we had an informant or anybody that had been in there. Then we had affidavits from people saying that he had said this. They just say this fucking shit, and that we're just he did that. That's the truth. Because who in the fuck's telling me this? The mainstream media? Are you fucking kidding me? You ready to use it as a bomb? How? How could they use it? Be used against you if you parked it right to your fucking house, stupid. And that's not what we mean by being prepared. Being prepared is when they can't see what gets them. During the standoff, authorities said a bulk propane truck was moved next to one of the houses on the property. They said Randy Wilhelm had previously threatened to who? Who did he make that threat to? I mean, wouldn't it be easy just to put a fucking name in there? The guy who signed the affidavit saying he actually said these fucking words? Is it there somewhere? Do you have it? I bet you they fucking don't. To use the propane tanker as a bomb if law enforcement attempted to apprehend them. Ohio Highway Patrol spokesman Sergeant Bryce, Nicer, said Sunday the suspect shot at an agency helicopter but did not strike it. Now here we got a helicopter coming in. When did this happen? I mean, did they roll up? I mean, what the fuck happened here? Are they such piss poor fucking reporters they can't give you a view of what occurred? Or is this just a bunch of bullshit they're throwing against the fucking wall distraction? What the fuck was a helicopter doing there? I mean, what the hell was going on, really? Well, really, what was going on? Did one of them pigs want one of their old ladies or something? Like, you know, the other guy? The brothers are believed to have... Go ahead.
Sounds like Waco.
Yes, sure it does. It sure as fuck does. The brothers are believed to have fired multiple shots during the standoff, but investigators were still trying to determine how many Monday. Any time we're shot at, that definitely escalates things. Nishir, whatever this son of a bitch, he's probably a goddamn Afghanistaner, Nishir said. Around 9:20 a.m. Saturday, the brothers were riding a side-by-side. You guys know what a side-by-side utility is, right? There's no goddamn protection. I mean, it's like riding a motorcycle or something out there. So this is the part that really gets me. Okay, so here we go. Around 9:20 a.m. Saturday, the brothers were riding side-by-side in a utility ATV towards officers who were outside at an armored vehicle when they were fatally shot by law enforcement officers, authorities said. What the fuck does that mean? What happened, people? Do you get any fucking inclination of what happened from that fucking statement? Why would they, I mean, if they're under siege, because there's talking about a siege here, they shot at a helicopter. Ooh, they shot the goddamn bell bondsman's car. They shot a couple of armored vehicles. And they just decided to go out and cruise on out to meet these motherfuckers in a goddamn side-by-side. You guys didn't know four-wheeled, motorcycles and shit. You know what a fucking side-by-side is. It's like a little goddamn sand rail or what have you. It's beefed up to go, you know, some of them are four-wheel drive, some of them are two-wheel drive. But you're sitting there, you're in the open. I mean, goddamn, what, you just drove up and got shot? That's what they're telling you here. They just drove up and got shot. Does that explain it to you? Does that fucking give you an, oh, it's okay if they did this to for you guys? Because I'm not seeing it. When law enforcement attempted to stop the suspects, an officer-involved shooting occurred. Knox County Sheriff's Captain Jay, it says up here they were fatally shot by law enforcement. Okay. Officers, authorities said, when law enforcement attempted to stop the suspects, an officer-involved shooting, maybe they shot each other, guys. Maybe they just drove out there in the fucking side-by-side and turned the guns on one another and killed each other. I mean, goddamn it, this is the most non-story I've ever heard in my fucking life. What really happened up there, people? And probably there's somebody who could write a fucking excellent article and tell you exactly what fucking happened, but it never get published unless it got to fucking from the trenches. Knox County Sheriff Captain Jay Schaefer said at a news conference Saturday, at the request of Knox County Prosecutor Chip McConville, BCI continued the firearms search and their investigation is ongoing. Now, what did you, do you have any fucking idea what happened out there? And this, getting in a side-by-side, I thought it was a standoff. Now, in a standoff, everybody's barricaded in, right? And they went out and they said, well, fuck, I'm, you know, goddamn, I left a fucking couple of, a six-pack of beer in the creek down by the fucking river. Let's jump in the side-by-side and go down and get her. I mean, how fucking, what kind of shit do you think you can feed us? What really happened? You have a right to know, you know, because these son of a bitches here, every one of them is a fucking goddamn, a corporate goddamn fucking enforcer, and there's no consent for it. They are violating the law. They are committing treason and sedition by acting up on papers from a fucking foreign court, from a Queen's fucking court, you cunt. And like I said, with this anonymous tipster. A tipster. I mean, goddamn, man, you know my fucking neighbor. He fucking knocked over my goddamn, my goddamn planter for my goddamn rose plant. Broke the son of a bitch. I think I'm going to call in a fucking anonymous tip on him and see if I can get him killed. I mean, people! This is why we have the fucking Bill of Rights. So shit like this cannot occur. Tipster? I don't even want to hear that goddamn word. You took the word of somebody over, you won't even identify? You don't have a goddamn affidavit from somebody? This person had, they had guns and ammunition. We know somebody told us. Is that the goddamn kind of world you want to live in? Because that's what they live in other countries. These fucking socialist communist motherfuckers. That's the kind of world they live in. Now, this one follows just fucking perfect. Cops love immunity until they are the ones abused by police. This is from Daily Beast. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Patrol officers took no chances when they confronted a man claiming to be a federal agent in Dublin, Ohio. Again, we're in Ohio here. A small city about 20 miles north of Columbus. They drew their weapons first and asked questions later. That's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to be a peace officer. You fucking get that goddamn beat on if you can. Get that shot off. Go ahead and kill him. Let's go on. Body cam footage captures the rapidly escalated standoff from summer 2020. after shouting contrary commands. Man, I tell you what, that's a scary fucking situation. Go ahead.
Trump says take the guns first, then do the due process.
There you go, buddy. After shouting contrary commands at the man and forcing him onto the ground at gunpoint, two officers tased and handcuffed him. Ouch! They then put him still restrained in the back of a patrol car for more than an hour while they checked out his story, which turned out to be true. The detainee was James Burke, a special agent with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, Explosives, cars, cats, things climbing up trees, squirrels. That's acronym. I'm tired of this shit. You are an unlawful agency. You're a fucking private fucking agency. You are unelected by the people. You have no fucking authority. Nobody can give you authority to violate the goddamn Bill of Rights, you son of a bitch. But this is the victim here, people. Now he's a victim. Following up a tip. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Following up on a tip. What's a tip? You have a goddamn, a fucking affidavit, right? You got an affidavit and you got it fucking goddamn signed so you can show these other fuckers here. I got an affidavit. I got a right to be here. I'm here looking for this and that's it. That's the end of the fucking story. Because I am a sworn fucking goddamn officer sworn into the, common law, so I have authority here. I should have been a sheriff's deputy. If it was real, if we lived in the goddamn world we're supposed to, instead of this fucking North Korean fucking scumbag fucking dictatorship. Following up on a tip, an illegally owned gun. An illegally owned gun. Somebody called. I know he's got an illegally owned gun. And son of a bitch broke my goddamn planner, too. You see why the fucking Bill of Rights is in place. So some son of a bitch can't just call him and give a tip and get you fucking. I'll get you. This is how I fight. I could never lift my fist. I never even been in a girl slap fight. But this is how I can fight. Fucking cunt. Ah, okay, but let's go on. Here we go. A legally owned gun. But because Burke did not don a uniform or carry a warrant, he didn't have no warrant? What were you doing out fucking around doing anything without a warrant? You can't get one, can you? Not a real fucking warrant. You could get one of them computer-generated fucking administrative admiralty warrants that are a fucking running violation of the fucking Bill of Rights, the Ninth Article, especially because you fucking have violated the fucking Fourth Article. You can't just write you up a fucking warrant and sign it yourself as a goddamn pig. You have to do it in your personal capacity. That means John fucking Doe, you. So you can be responsible for what fucking happens on account of you fucking swearing out that warrant. And you swear that this is goddamn truth. And if you're lying, you fucking pay the fucking fiddler. You know immunity. Okay. Tip about an illegally owned gun. But because Burke did not don a uniform or carry a warrant, a woman at the condominium he came to visit called 911 instead of opening the fucking door. Wow! People are starting to get a little fucking confused by this unbridled fucking power of yours, aren't they? Getting a little dangerous out there, isn't it? When officers arrived, Burke identified himself as a federal agent and explained that his badge was in his pocket, but the officers were not persuaded. 6 months after the incident, Burke filed a civil rights lawsuit against the acting officers from the Columbus Division of Police. Predictably, Burke now finds himself on the wrong end of the judge-made doctrine called qualified immunity. They have no goddamn authority to make anybody immune from the goddamn law. None. To do it is fucking treason. To do it is sedition. The judge-made doctrine.
That was all started by Reagan. His, zero tolerance bullshit.
You're goddamn right. But they cannot tell somebody, they can't say, well, these people here cannot be prosecuted. They do it, though. All the judges are fucking, have granted themselves protected immunity. That's how you know you're in a fucking war. Because you're goddamn right to, that's your first article right to redress shit right down, pissed on. You ain't got it, buddy. The person that fucking fucked you over or hurt you or caused you damage, well, he's got immunity. He can do it. He's 007. He's got a fucking license to kill. This is bullshit. Not that it's a goddamn, you know, it's happening to an ATF P4, 5, 7, 12, CDF, DII, whatever in the fuck he is. Officers were not persuaded. 6 months. End of a judge-made doctrine called qualified immunity. You cannot do it. You do not have the authority. A judge can't make fucking law. Well, your only thing that a common law judge can do, and that's the only kind of judge that has any authority in this goddamn country, is to make sure that the goddamn procedures are followed. That every I is dotted, every T is crossed, and the procedural due process in that Bill of Rights is fucking followed, and the person is afforded their absolute goddamn rights, and make sure nobody fucking violates a fucking right. That's all. He can't go around, well, yeah, but he's a cop, so I'm gonna, you can't do anything to him, see. I say, yeah, fuck you. You're under arrest, son of a bitch, for treason and sedition. Sheriff, take that son of a bitch into custody. I'm filling out the fucking goddamn warrant on him. I'm filling out the complaint on him. He can take it to the goddamn grand jury. If this ain't fucking goddamn treason and sedition, well, I guess I'll fucking take it. But I'm taking this to the grand fucking jury. You can't have access to the grand jury. Yes, I can. You have to give me the grand jury. It's called preliminary process, you motherfucker. Go ahead, sorry.
The Masonic grand jury.
Well, 6 of 1, half dozen other. Is there another kind?
No.
but at least with a common law grand jury, if you insist on a common law grand jury, there's no such thing as a DA, because that first fucking legislation passed by that fucking Congress that never existed, it does not give jurisdictional authority to the fucking government, to any government, to any corporation, over any individual free national in this country. So they don't get to go in there. I mean, they make jokes about it. The DA can get a hamburger and die. I'm going to go vote. Why fucking don't you? We'll be right back. Maybe.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shady looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer to get you undone.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Sleep.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1240 Pacific Time, and that, of course, was Chris Stapleton with Arkansas, just for the fun of it. Did you guys see that, you know, that $1.6 billion fucking donation to a fucking nut, somebody who never existed. Now they're one of the biggest in the fucking world, just mammon. Pure fucking mammon. Conservatives. They're conservative things. They're going to push conservatism. I mean, this goddamn shit has gone on fucking forever. $1.6 billion to some fuckers who, they're traitors. They don't believe in that goddamn Bill of Rights. You can bet your sweet ass on that. They believe in their goddamn capitalists, what they is. Cops love immunity. Well, let's finish this. Okay, now, we were down here 6 months after the incident. Burke filed a civil rights lawsuit against blah, 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 blah. Columbus Division Police. Predictably, Burke now finds himself on the wrong end of a judge-made doctrine called qualified immunity. Judges, I mean, even in your phony-ass motherfucking federal fucking constitution, and the legislature makes the fucking laws, don't they? You can't just fucking dictate laws from the fucking bench. You're supposed to follow procedures to see if somebody broke a law, or if somebody committed a crime, or if somebody fucking did damage to somebody else's property in the common law only. You don't have no kind of power like that. You sit there like an imp because that's what you fucking are until an American national uses their jurisdictional authority to bring that court to life by filing a motion in it. You're nothing. Let's go on. The doctrine which the United States Supreme Court invented in 1982, people. We're going to start pissing all over your fucking rights. You can't do it. The ninth article says quite clearly the enumeration, that is the writing down in the Constitution of certain rights, that is authorities, shall not be construed, that is interpreted as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. This motherfucking, the Supreme Court. Well, they just said, well, we're going to give diplomatic immunity to all our people, so be afraid to fucking violate the rights of the people. And that's exactly what they fucking said. And in doing so, they made your first article right to redress. They got rid of it. They deny it. They're denying it every day under this 1982 fucking Supreme Court bullshit. We have a right to redress that's higher than any fucking government. The ninth article says it. Shall not. That is the jurisdictional fucking word of we the people, you motherfuckers. Remember when they pretended that they were our fucking goddamn servants? I'm a public servant. They're public servants. Treat them like public servants. Public servants, my fucking ball sack. I was born into fucking communism. I was born into a fucking lie. But that Bill of Rights ain't no fucking lie. That Bill of Rights is pure fucking power if fucking somebody has the balls to fucking to fucking implement it. Invented it. A court can't invent a fucking law. They're not legislators. Oh, the goddamn Supreme Court. Well, we just decided we can't prosecute these guys over here because they work for the corp. What are you talking about, corp? We can't tell you about the corp. We're not your advisors. We're not lawyers for the people. We're lawyers for the government. I mean the corp. I mean, yeah, we know exactly what you fucking mean. We know exactly what you did. You said that your fucking Walmart employees can do any goddamn thing they want, and we can seek no redress against them. That is a blatant fucking violation of the first and articles, right to fucking, to write redress for our grievances. That's a denial in violation of the ninth article. Why ain't these fuckers swinging? Why haven't they been put against the fucking wall? You can't violate that law. That's written, ratified, absolute, unalienable fucking law. Ratified December 15, 1791, and it was ratified by representatives elected by the people Unlike your goddamn constitution that created this phony ass fucking Supreme Court, which has never had the consent of we the people. In 1982, Shields government employees, Shields, we're going to shield the government employees. No, you're not. Imp, you fucking imp. You belong to me, motherfucker. I pay your fucking wages. You're fired. Get the fuck out of there. Every one of you motherfuckers, leave. Step out of that fucking room. We shouldn't even give him a Supreme Court. All that son of a bitch was for an advisory board to keep the government from violating the fucking Bill of Rights so that we wouldn't hang them or shoot them or take everything they own. That little bit of history, you guys can't figure that out. Shields government employees from accountability for unreasonable actions. What did that just fucking say to you? Are we living in goddamn the land of the free, the home of the brave? Is that a violation of the Ninth Article, or is that a violation of the Ninth Article? Yes or no? Which has led to a violation of the First Article. And you take away the right to redress. You have to, once you violate one right, you violate the whole fucking package. Because you violated that right without going through a due process of the fucking law or even trying. You said, on the fucking goddamn people and their goddamn Bill of Rights. Well, we're going to say bang on you, you motherfuckers, and your goddamn totalitarianism under your goddamn queen's rule. Fuck that cunt. You better get out of our country, motherfuckers. Actions against victims can point to a prior case in the same jurisdiction that clearly establishes a behavior as unconstitutional. What? Unless a victim can point to a prior case in the same jurisdiction that clearly establishes the behavior as unconstitutional. How can you do that if they're all immune? I mean, do they think that we're so goddamn stupid we can't read a sentence and interpret it? What you have just said is that you there is no law. That why you guys wonder why they come up there and they lay what the hell, I can't think of the prick's name. But they, it lays out the indictment against goddamn Hillary Clinton. I mean, fucking, she did this, she did that, she did this, she did that. And fucking, I mean, guilty, guilty, guilty as can fucking be. Got the proof? Only no fucking attorney general would ever call a grand jury together to get Hillary Clinton. Why? Oh, because she's Hillary Clinton. That's why. And she has sovereign immunity. See, she understands that fucking this is all a big fucking act and there is no goddamn jurisdictional authority behind any of it. Behind any of it, people. What is being done to you is a fucking violation of the fucking law. And you have the right to enforce that law with deadly fucking force. But you gotta fucking do it. And you can't, and when something like that last article shows up, I wanna know what the fuck happened there. Were those guys exercising their fucking rights properly? And they're just gunned down and then bring in a fucking Ted, you know, the fucking reporter that we caught with that little 10-year-old girl last year, bring him in. He's got to write an article here. Because that's what it looks like. It looks like you're covering something up to me. But that's just me. The irony of this case is that law enforcement officers like Burke normally love qualified immunity. Well, of course they would. I'm 007. I got a license to kill. Hell, I just went through stupid school fucking last week and I can shoot anybody I want. Nobody can do anything. Oh, ha, 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 ha. See my union badge? Your fucking goddamn union, your fucking corporation does not trump our fucking supreme law, and you're going to find it out the hard fucking way. We have the right to shoot your fucking ass down if you try to fucking trump our goddamn supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable fucking law that we ratified December 15, 1791. You motherfuckers! You know we do! And this last thing shows me maybe people are starting to break out of the fucking jungle. Maybe you motherfuckers, I mean, better, when it happens, man, it ain't gonna be fucking pretty. And there ain't gonna be, you ain't gonna need no fucking judge. All I gotta do is go down my judge buddy, I seen him at the lodge last night. Yes, it's all taken care of. Yeah, I beat that woman. I beat that pregnant woman until she fucking had a miscarriage in her ninth trimester. I'm going to get away because Ted over there, he's a judge. Yeah, he's my brother down at the goddamn lodge. You think this shit isn't going, what's going on? You think this shit ain't how this goddamn country's run? If you do, you're a stupid son of a bitch. I'll tell you that right now. Justice would come to a halt amidst paralyzing fear of liability. No, you would stop. You would first place, you'd get rid of all these unlawful fucking cops because they were never fucking authorized by we the people. We the people never authorized you to have any authority over us. Never! You can say, well, it's in the Constitution. I don't want to hear about your fucking Constitution. Your Constitution ain't worth the fucking paper the lie was fucking written on. It was never ratified by the people, and the people have never fucking given their consent to fucking tyranny. Justice would come to a halt amidst paralyzing liability. It wasn't paralyzing liability before 1982, was it? How in the fuck did we get from 1898 or 1899 or whatever to 1992 with this paralyzing fear of liability? No, accountability. This removes accountability and lets the motherfuckers become rogue. Lets them become fucking criminals with the mark from the fucking queen to kill and take anything they want so long as they're making money doing it. They're pirates. The group asserts in a 2020 letter to Congress, then International Association Chief of Police, is we got an International Association. Well, you can't have that. You have local goddamn law. At a goddamn county level, that's as high as it fucking goes in this country, buddy. You can take it. You could probably take a goddamn. You could have a state fucking goddamn trial if you kept it in the goddamn common law. If you wanted to take it all the way to a state trial, like it was somebody's fucking life, and they don't want their fucking just desserts. They don't want to be hung out in front of the courthouse. You could take it for a ride up there. Just gather a jury from walk out, start in different place, different counties in the state. Just grab one person, there's your jury. Never spoke to one of them. Don't know their views, don't know nothing about them. They do know their responsibility, though, because they will answer the questions. They will know what the goddamn Bill of Rights is and how it works and what it's meant to do. Your rights will be protected. That judge will make fucking sure of it. That's his only fucking goddamn charge, in fact. And you will get fucking justice. But not until we fucking take it back. This shit that I'm reading you people was never supposed to happen. And this is why the Bill of Rights was written the way it's fucking written. They covered every fucking base. Like I said, read the fucking, if you haven't read the Federalist Papers, I mean, it's a long fucking boring bunch. I mean, it's letters after letters and this is opinion, that. But it is, I mean, if you've read it, because it was the only thing to read, because about 4 or 5 years ago, you couldn't get the goddamn Anti-Federalist Papers. I tried. But read them Anti-Federalist Papers and see if what they did with that Bill of Rights was try to put every fucking power that was illegitimate because it was never ratified by the people never gave their consent. They put every bit of that fucking power from those two fucking goddamn, that Commerce Clause and that General Welfare Clause, they put it in check. Checkmate. You can't go no further than that ninth. That ninth article does not, you go past that son of a bitch, you've committed treason, you've committed sedition, and you're going against the wall. You have committed fucking goddamn war, an act of war against the people. With this, what they're telling you right here in this article right here, this person is being denied their first article right to redress of grievance on a god because a corporation said so? Because Walmart said so? Walmart's higher than the fucking Bill of Rights, that unalienable, ratified by the people, those representatives that the people actually elected in fucking real elections, is trumped by Walmart? It must be Trump. What you're telling you is it's Trump by fucking mammon. Because this all has been run by, that's why it makes no goddamn sense, people. See, that's what it is. You know, you can come fight after these fuckers. I mean, you start and inroads, easy, 25 and fucking no. But man, then you start going after the felonies, the big money makers, instead of just the little chicken shit things. You got those felonies, they'll try to kill your ass. They'll go straight for the kill. They got goddamn little fucking gangs of cops that fucking do that. That's their specialty, like the ones that got, Lavoie Finnegan. That's their specialty, is murdering American nationals who know their goddamn rights. And who know how to insert those goddamn rights? So I guess you better fucking just forget about that goddamn common law court, because they are not going to allow no goddamn common law court until you fucking take the goddamn second article to them. Until you mow them down and remove them out of, move that obstacle out of the way, then put the court in place and work that son of a bitch until every fucking traitor in this country is fucking dead or fucking swimming. One of the two. Where are we at here? The perks for a federal officer are even greater. They receive near absolute immunity, no matter how outrageous their behavior. A Department of Homeland Security DHS agent even dodged civil penalties after he attempted to shoot and kill Kevin Byrd, a Texas man who asked questions about a drunk driving incident involving the agent's son. Our public interest law firm, the Institute for Justice, represented by Byrd when he petitioned the U.S. Supreme Court to consider his case, the justices declined. Instead of reigning in government immunity, they continue to solidify and expand it. This is the police state coming at you. They're trying to shake you, man. That's why you're telling me about God, this guy. Go ahead. Sorry.
Hey, do you think that all this stuff is just kind of reflection of this idea of the jury of peers, that basically these guys are playing by their own rules because those, you know, the judges are part of their peers and they're not our peers?
Well, the judges are star chamber judges. It's just like the old star chambers of the king. Who appoints the judges? The corporation. Who's behind the fucking unlawful charges against you? The corporation. Who's calling you a subject in the 14th Amendment? Corporation. Who became a corporation in the, in 1871 and then changed their so-called constitution in 1878 again? The corporation. Who has absolutely no jurisdictional authority over you? The corporation. The only way a person can get
right
court.
On.
Yeah. But the thing is, the only way
right on.
A judge, a common law judge sitting on the bench, can't do anything. He has zero power. None. Zip, zilch, nada. It is your jurisdiction that you're exercising when you go and you move the fucking court. That's why they call it moving the court. You put in a motion in the court when you put in a complaint or a civil suit. You're putting a motion. You're putting the court into motion. All right, the court's into motion. I've taken this step here. The person has to answer within so many days, usually 30 days. If this person doesn't, then I move the motion further to ask for a summary judgment. But if the person does answer, then the court's been moved again. So the court's at the point, if it's a civil matter, you're going to have a trial. If it's a criminal fucking matter, then the information has to, if the person who you have the information on, they have to write the preliminary process of the common law grand jury, which is not the goddamn DA and not the goddamn appointees of the goddamn Masonic Lodge downtown. It's just fucking...
Exactly. I mean, I'm just thinking, like, this is, you know, move back several years. You can see all these examples where the big-time connected criminals,
yep,
they can get away with anything. The small-time criminals, they go to jail, or they get killed, or they get...
They're not even criminals, though.
Somebody shoots their dog.
You can't...
They're not even criminals. Like, no, I get that, but I'm just saying, like, even on... But in the eyes of the quote, law, the corporate law...
Right.
That's what they're doing to people. Basically, it's like you were just simply, you know, you go to this, ball game, they're playing, you know, you're playing by the rules, they're playing by whatever goes or whatever they can get away
with.
Well,
see, it's not corporate law. This is the law of the sea, my friend. When you're on a ship.
Okay.
It's called the law of the gavel. I don't care what that goddamn captain says. Once you get out into international waters, that son of a bitch is God. He can try. He doesn't have to have. He can change the rules. He can make the rules. He can have you hung. He can have your foot nailed to the fucking goddamn deck. He can do anything. We want to read some brutality. Read about the fucking mutiny on the Bounty. The way that those. And this is the way that these fucking captains were. I mean, they were completely lawless. They were the fucking law. That's admiralty. And they're operating under a goddamn letter of marque from the Queen. So you can be a pirate one day. You're going there pirating. You pirate a fucking ship, and you're it's a hanging offense. You go get a letter of marque from the fucking Queen, and you can pirate, it's a commercial venture. Now that's the difference. That's what they're doing inside of our courts. They have give them letters of marque. So long as they're making money, they can. There is no law for them to break. They're trying to pretend that we're all at sea, but we're not. Because the Bill of Rights covers the fucking land. Every inch of this land. It is the law of the land, not the law of the sea. The law of the sea ends where the tide ebbs and flows. But they're still doing it. They're doing it because, you know why they're doing it? Because we're allowing them. Plain and simple. Well.
Exactly. Thank you.
I guess it leaves me calm down to go out. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, think about this bullshit and see the angle they're trying to take here. That is The Word from the Trenches.